Mr. Deedle?
Between the time it takes the applicant to put together and for the city to review it, oftentimes that doesn't get done until after the building permit and before the occupancies, so we would be holding them up.
But the fact is that if they have to do the easement for the, with the Milwaukee County, and their stormwater issues might impact NRPP, and they haven't done an NRPP. So if you have anything to conserve, how are you going to address it if you don't have anything showing on any maps or easements?
If they were doing a conservation, they're going to probably have to do separate conservation easements, one for the subject property that has those woods on it. And we won't release a building permit until that's done, because it's so close to the property it could be affected. If they do impact additional natural resources off-site on county land, staff would be open to allowing that natural resource protection plan to be done later. They could do footings and foundations. They could do so earth moving, that kind of stuff. Typically, we try to work with applicants to streamline these time frames.
Okay, so do you have a suggested wording to get any of that included into this?
I would still leave it occupancy permit, but if you wanted to add specific things you want to see as part of that conservation easement for off-site, that would be okay.
Okay, I'd like to add that, conservation easement for off-site NRPP.
Yeah. Right now, that's not a condition. We just noted that in the staff report. So we just put them on alert that if they impact protected natural resources on the county land, they may have to do a natural resource protection plan. We didn't make that a condition.
So give us some language that goes in after the period.
So that
we can all be clear.
Okay, so we can move on.
So just going by the top of my head, the applicant shall also submit a second conservation easement for review and approval by the Common Council and recording with the Milwaukee County Register of Deeds prior to issuance of an occupancy permit for any protected natural resource features disturbed that are located on Milwaukee County lands.
Okay. Number seven, the mechanical shall include AC units addressing the location and screening, the retaining wall, and a utility plan. A corrected project narrative, that's an addition. I would like the project narrative to have the right figures. This was addressed by one of the constituents who noted that, and staff who also noted that there were discrepancies in the project narrative on what was actually on site.
Okay, so let's be clear again on the language.
The applicant shall submit a protected or corrected project narrative.
Thank you. That would be condition 9.
Okay. The applicant shall submit the NFRA sprinkler and fire hydrant requirements as recommended by the fire chief.
That would be 10.
That one. The applicant shall submit a change for light pole size to be in conformance with the neighborhood, no higher than 10 feet.
That would be 11.
And the applicant shall submit a revised site plan, which is also noted in number 4, where they talk about a revised site plan to include the gravel, but it should also say they should do the revised site plan prior to the issuing of a building permit. And they're going to have to do that anyway because they have to do the stormwater easements and changes that are on those plans. Any questions on that one?
Is that 13 or 12?
I lost count.
How many more we got?
We are getting into the weeds here, Krista.
Right. How many more we have here?
There's just a few more. The parking and access review and water seepage was the issue that I brought up, so And that be, could that be added with the stormwater management plan?
Is there a time limit on that? What happens if it leaks in 5 years?
I just want them to review it and make sure that the way they're constructing it is going to provide drainage.
I don't mean this. I don't want to seem to be argumentative, but that's their problem. If they're building a building that leaks, that's their problem.
Well, somehow the water has to be collected from the building and dumped into the stormwater basin because we can't just dump it onto the...
At this point, if they have that problem, it's going to go into their garage. So that's
And guess who's going to get the complaints like I get with the rest of them? So why not just address it and make sure that they're building it properly? I mean, isn't that what we have architecture and building and engineers for, to look at reviews of plans to make sure that they're correct?
I don't disagree with that, but that's part of what they do is building inspection. That's, you're putting it into a zoning ordinance here. So you have the floor.
Okay, and then applicants shall address the dumpster location and size for review with door size and access for garbage removal. I'm not clear if they can get a truck down in the underground parking or not, so I'd like to see that. And then how the question I have is how will we would address the architectural material quality of shingled roofs and that. At what point will staff be addressing a quality product here?
We don't get in.
We don't unless it's in a special area that has design standards. Otherwise, we don't review the quality of the materials, other than that we encourage them to use brick and stone and hardy plank instead of vinyl or aluminum.
So do you have an opinion on what's been submitted as far as what they're going to build?
I believe we've seen those kind of 30-year dimensional shingles. I think that's what we've seen those from. I'm not sure what they're using, but that would have been my guess what they're using.
So it will build substantially like the plans, I'm going to guess, with partial brick, which is brick veneer, asphalt shingles.
Alderman Taylor's left his seat at 7:21.
Okay. Well, I think I've got most of them in. There were some other things in staff's write-up that was submitted on December 22nd.
Do we have a motion?
I know. I'm just making sure I got them all.
I think she's still making it.
Is there anything in this about the signage?
Yes. You wanted to know how the signage is going to be illuminated. It's self-illuminated from inside.
Okay.
There's a separate sheet, 8.5 by 11 sheet in the packet that shows that.
Okay.
We do have a condition about the mechanical plan and whatever screening that they're going to have, and I thought you were thinking about asking about the air conditioners.
I did do that in 7, mechanical, including AC units, addressing location, screening, retaining wall, and utility plan. So I think we covered that one.
Okay.
All right. Were there any other issues that we talked about that? And then the one I asked you to note early on.
The existing trees on the property, were they going to be saved? Doesn't appear so.
Okay. I thought that was something that they had with the family trust that they were going to save
they
some.
They indicated that early in the first meetings, but looks like from the grading plan and landscaping plan, they're grading the entire site.
Okay. And they had also told me in a conversation that they were going to have an on-site manager. That was a question I'd asked them when the fire chief brought up concerns of extra calls. Is that been addressed or discussed?
It's not in any of the materials. They did mention that at the Plan Commission meeting, but it's not in any materials.
City Attorney, is that something we can require?
Mr. City Attorney. when you figure it out.
I'm just thinking about assistant with the fire chief, if maybe some of the calls could be less.
Yeah, that's subject matter is getting intrinsically into the nature of the business operation.
Okay.
As opposed to the use. That's an immediate gut reaction, and the mayor.
That's fine. It was part of the issue to address the density that they told me, well, one of the units would be used for that, and that would mean one less unit that would be rented out. But okay, so the motion will be a motion to adopt a resolution 2017, a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow for a two-story, 48-unit, multifamily, senior independent living apartment complex development use upon property located at 3709 West College Avenue, Charlotte's Gardens, Robert Williams, TDI Associates, applicant, subject to the noted conditions.
Is there a second?
Second.
We couldn't have gone through all of that without a second. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
She has her hand up.
I'm sorry. Alderwoman Mayor.
I just have a question regarding the fire department comments. Is there anything in the ordinance that talks about having access for the fire department to be able to get behind buildings and that kind of thing?
I believe it's in their regulations, not the UDO, because they typically do ask for 360-degree access around a building. They will sometimes accept less than that with certain design considerations and, you know, keeping it clear of landscaping, that kind of stuff. They did not bring that concern up during this review, so I'm assuming that it's satisfactory to them. That is something that they often bring up.
Well, they did kind of bring it up with the fact that they can't, that most of the property or half the property is not accessible to them.
I'll take that, Joel, having been through this before. The purpose of 360-degree access is for multi, more than two-story buildings, for access of the ladder truck for the backs of the buildings. Being a two-story building, they don't, I don't believe they have any concern with that because they can reach it with ladders.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G1.
Motion approved.
Second.
Discussion of motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G5. Three-lot certified survey map on Cutes Road, Alderman Taylor.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G6, condominium plat for Tuckaway Pines Condominiums, Alderman Dandridge.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
There are some good recommendations in here that I didn't see addressed in the resolution, the fountain water feature review and providing the letter about the 75-foot exemption and such that staff recommended. Are you not going to add those, any of staff's recommendations? I would suggest we add those.
You're getting a look from the Alderman of the District.
I believe
Alderman Dandridge.
Well, I wasn't at the last planning meeting, but I believe there were conditions added to the motion. And Mr. Mayor, can you enlighten, or Joel,
Mr. Deedle,
can you enlighten?
So, conditions about 75 foot. So there's a condition. There's a number of conditions in there related to stormwater management and the placement of the buildings.
Page 175 is item. It's on number 4. Staff recommends the applicant submit an updated NRPP to verify that all protected resources features, including but not limited wetlands, continue to be entirely located within the existing conservation easement. Furthermore, staff recommends that the northwest corner of the site be delineated and placed within the conservation easement, or a letter provided by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources stating that the wetlands exempt from NRPP. It seems like that would be a state and federal law.
Bottom 175.
Is that the earlier staff report? I don't have
that. That's the one that's in the council packet, so I'm just going by what's here. I just didn't
see it. Date on this is June 23rd. That's already been addressed in the previous site plan.
Okay. Is there some way, process-wise, we can have these things marked when they come to us? Because how would I know if it was addressed or not? You know, I'm just saying that maybe that might be helpful in the future.
We'll do our best.
Save questions. And the other one was the fountain water feature review that you might want to have staff look at the plans, which is staff mentioned.
True, but also the number of units that the developer is
Alderman
proposing.
Alderman Dandrea.
The number of units that the developer is proposing on this plan is far less than what was originally planned by the developer that lost the property. So the water management system that is believed that is in this site is believed to be, and it's been verified, that it's sufficient enough to support the new construction that's going to occur.
This is a fountain, isn't it?
This is.
Yeah, I think there's two different issues here.
Yeah,
there's
I'm talking
two issues.
I'm talking about the fountain. And
Joel, what
it.
Are they going to do with the fountain?
So if they want a fountain, they'll have to convince the engineering department that the fountain doesn't prevent them from reaching the sediment reduction goals that they're required to do. And then that could be done technically through the stormwater management
aesthetics.
Plan.
Aesthetics.
The stormwater management plan does have a number of conditions in it. Make sure all the easements are recorded and identified properly. There's potential overlap between one of the building footprints and one of the easements, and all that has to be corrected. But with those corrections, yes, we believe the stormwater management plan will be fine. But there are a number of those conditions to make sure those things are addressed.
So I'm going to go back to the request on what get included. I mean, this goes back years where Alderman wanted everything in the packet. And now you've achieved the confusion that you get when you put everything in the packet. We'll do our best to address that concern, but that's what you get when you put everything in the packet. So that's the end of that speech. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, a traffic impact analysis regarding Area A.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G8, Milwaukee County Transit System. Request for stop rest on Riverwoods Boulevard. We have with us Annie Tillman from the Transit Authority.
Mr. Mayor?
Sir.
Did we skip G1? We want to get that over with?
We did.
Right after.
Right away.
For the donation?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys can come up and sit down. This is a little bit more than just a rest stop. There's involvement here by Northwestern Mutual and others. So, Mr. Morrow.
A few weeks ago, I received a phone call or an email from the county transit system requesting to put a stop on Riverwood Drive, just west of 27th Street. I've talked to them regarding where we could adequately put this. I went with them out in the field last week, spent a couple hours driving around the site. I believe we found some acceptable engineering sites that we're okay with, but I understand there's some questions that are probably non-engineering, so I've asked the county to come and address those in person.
Mr. Tillman, name and address for the record.
I'll take the floor for the moment. I'm Tom Winter. I'm the Director of Schedule and Planning for Milwaukee County Transit, so thank you for having us. The background is last July, NML came to MCTS and asked if we would extend the 27th Street bus route, which we call the Purple Line. Currently, the Purple Line and actually Route 27, they both lay over at the Walmart at that Sycamore location.
Mr. Winter, I apologize for interrupting, but who from NM came to?
Robert Wilkes was the person in our contact.
What his title is? Okay, sorry, thank you.
That's fine. So they obviously have a couple thousand employees down there, perhaps some more with some of the changes that are happening with their downtown building. They're one of our major customers when it comes to ridership. So we analyzed their request and believe it would be in the best interests of good service. We would get an acceptable number of riders. So we brought our recommendation to the county board, and it was approved in November. So one, how this particular relates to that is Northwestern Mutual Life would only like, they only need the buses on weekdays. So outside of that time frame, on the weekends and the weeknights, we felt rather than leave the buses at the Walmart, we would like to extend it down to Rawson and make the clockwise loop. And then that would involve having some bus stops. And so basically that's what we're here to make a request.
I have a couple of questions, and I'm going to dominate this along with Alderman Wilhelm for a second. Is this route set?
It's set, yes. We're actually looking to draft the schedules to make some of the other changes, like the bus stops. So in the sense of, is it funded? Yes, it's funded. So we would be, in theory, putting this in place in early March is when the actual start date. So.
And the number of stops south, both north and southbound, of Rawson Avenue would be one, correct?
We don't technically need that one if it's a concern or a deal breaker for you.
So, Andy, the answer is yes, and that would be at Northwestern Mutual.
Right. Yeah, correct.
One?
At NM. And none northbound to Rawson Avenue.
Right.
Okay. I have concern here, taking care of the one issue that was paramount on my plate. I had several conversations this afternoon with executives at NM who were tangentially aware. Do I get points for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were, and it's their responsibility to manage these buildings. I have a concern that, especially this drawing, doesn't have NM management approval. So I don't know what we're going to approve tonight. So I need to have some level of comfort that our constituent, Northwestern Mutual, has appropriate input. I don't know Robert Wilkes. I'm sure he's a great man. But the executives that I know who are responsible for the building aren't involved. So we need to get them involved.
Sure.
The other issue I have, I don't know why we need this turnaround there. I understand turning the bus around. I understand the left turn issues. But why doesn't the layover stay where the layover is? Alderman Wilhelm has that same issue.
Right.
Well, it's possible for us to forego this routing and leave the purple line at the Walmart layover. That's easy from a schedule standpoint, from a routing standpoint. We just see this as an opportunity to bring more employees down to the Lowe's, to the Omega, you know, bring employees down to the employers, help out the businesses. That's where we're coming at from that standpoint.
My issue is not the route. My issue is the stopover.
Well, in terms of why is it on
the layover.
Right.
Why couldn't it be where it is currently?
Well, it's more of a case of as the route would be coming back north on 27th Street after leaving this location. It can't. In the past, there was a, as the DOT reconfigured 27th Street, right, we can only go up to Sycamore now and turn left into the Walmart parking lot, right, and they were coming facing south. The layover, as it's currently configured in the Walmart parking lot, is only accessible from coming south on 27th past Sycamore. We turn right past the Wendy's, right again, and that's where the buses sit. So to reverse that, the bus is sitting in the wrong direction where there is no layover. I'll try that again.
It'd be nice if we had a map of that.
It's a matter of the current layover is facing north, right, in the Walmart parking lot.
Okay.
So if we're to do what you're asking, why we can't layover, why can't we just use that all the time? And we could, if we just didn't extend the route other than to NML on weekdays. We can't, I mean, that's basically the short answer. Yeah, maybe you can help out.
I think it's important that Northwestern Mutual would like to see this happen. They are not, in common vernacular, they're not driving this bus. It's, you guys decided it'd be okay to do it. The county board said we got some money. NM wants it. So we're all pretty happy. We just need to work it out.
And Northwestern Mutual has been asking for this for a while. I mean, there was conversations before the stupid goal pass that the county board adopted, which I voted against, and bringing it to Drexel Town Square and MATC prior to Drexel Town Square being completed, which Mayor Scafidi and I said you were about a year too early, and so ridership numbers were not very good. But Northwestern Mutual actually had a desire and was in conversations with the county well before we were going to Drexel Town Square. So, you know, and that's downtown making those conversations, not the local campus where the decision, you know, where you're talking to. This is downtown.
You don't know.
Well, I don't care where you're, but I'm just telling you that's a fact there, Steve. And so, you know, this is not something that, is it about where the bus is, what direction it's facing?
Well, that's the labor question. I should also add, I mean, I was at a meeting with IKEA when they had their grand announcement about the store, and there were representatives from NML at that meeting. And they, I mean, literally were telling us, we are very anxious to have bus service. Right.
I think so everybody's getting wound up about something that doesn't need to get wound up about. I'm just telling you that the director that I spoke to and the vice president that I spoke to both would like to have a little more consideration on this. They don't believe. I asked them if they saw this. They haven't seen this until I did it. And the people that you may be talking to, and I don't know these people, report to these folks.
Your Honor, I'm going to make a motion to refer this to the next common council meeting because to sit up here and hash this all over.
Before we do that.
Well, no, it's my motion. So because we're going to sit here and hash this out and we don't even have all the answers. And why sit here and have this rigmarole, which is really getting ridiculous? Let's just do that.
Well, that's fine.
And we lay some stuff on the table, that's fine, so they know. But let's just dispose of this because we're not going to solve the problem today.
It's your motion. I'm good with that. But there's one piece of information that you don't have that you should have.
Okay.
They need to have an answer by the 13th so they can print the schedules. So an alternate motion might be move the a proven concept, refer it to staff to work out the details, given the concerns.
I'll withdraw my motion. I'll refer to staff, but I also want the input of the alderman in the district and the supervisor that represents that area. And this is a county matter, so I can pick up the phone and talk to whoever I need to down the, you know, and we'll make sure we get this right. And we'll deal with staff and get the, and Northwestern Mutual and the mayor, you can call.
Because I want this to happen.
Well, yeah, it's necessary.
Right.
But it needs, but we don't need to sit here and go round and round.
So the motion is to approve subject to staff.
In conjunction with Northwestern Wilhelm Taylor, you, Northwestern Mutual, whatever.
Got that? Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I think what we're having here is a discussion on Marquette Avenue when we should be discussing Evergreen. This is the same thing. And being Northwestern Mutual, being the whole discussion, that's not the problem here. That's fine. You can go down to Northwestern Mutual. My concerns are when we talked on the phone, you said there were other stops, some of them closer to south of Rawson Avenue, and I wanted to know what the effect would be. I wanted to know how the police chief would feel about, the Park Motel and not being able to check license plates. And, you know, there's a real concern over there. And I guess... To me, the correct motion should be that they should just be allowed to go do what they need to do at Northwestern Mutual, and any other issues, they can do this route, but they can sit back over at Walmart and idle. I don't know as if why this needs to be idle, and I get you have some kind of route and everything, but semi-trucks turn around there. I'm sure there's room for a bus to turn around.
So the issue is if we do this routing outside of Northwestern Mutual, which is... We'd look to do this Riverwood routing only at times when we're not going to Northwestern Mutual, so evenings and weekends. And that's just to extend service down here to get more people to this area. the reason why we need the layover in one of these two red dot spots is because after you go north on 27th Street, you can't physically make the turn into the layover at the Walmart, which is just south of Sycamore. There's no.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
there's a turn. There's a
stop
dedicated
lane.
Turn lane at
but,
Sycamore.
No, right, but you can't. So from the stoplight, you turn into the Walmart, but our bus stop is too far to the east. So we have to come in south of Sycamore and then in between the Wendy's and then pull facing north into the layover location.
Well, why don't you have a second layover location that is on Sycamore right about where Walmart and Sam's Club meet,
right
on Sycamore.
So your issue is you need to point the bus north.
No, we just,
when it's going north.
Well, in the Walmart parking lot where the layover is built, there's the pull-in area, and then there's a shelter area there for us.
I'm aware of it.
So that's how we turn the bus around. We can't go into the spaces where the cars are parked because it would impede traffic and probably take traffic. It's basically too small for the bus to fit when you come in and off.
But you come in that way anyway.
No,
we're going out.
No, how do you get to that bus stop? You come in off of Sycamore.
No.
We go south of Sycamore. Mm-hmm. We turn right into a driveway by the Wendy's.
Oh, okay. So just make a U-turn. That was a joke. Sorry.
There's a motion. There's a motion. Let's just move on here.
So I can answer.
Alderman Wellham still has the floor.
I guess there's a residential condo unit here that has no clue that this is, other than the woman that's here. And they have some concerns, and I have concerns with it. So you still haven't addressed, these two red spots right here. And the other thing is the way the area is set up, I just really hate that huffing and puffing when I'm trying to make a point. It's just really rude. But the condo association got strapped with all the responsibilities of this. And this is something up here that the council members aren't aware of. And so if you put in a pad, does now this condo association have to take care of this pad? Not its construction of it, but the snow plowing and removal of it. And any, added stormwater runoff. I mean, it all goes into this association's responsibility. And they collect for big companies like Lowe's and Goodwill, and I just don't want to strap them with any more. The same people we were just talking about who have horrible water problems in their basement. They're overburdened enough. They're trying to keep the value of their condos up. I know that if they knew about this, they'd all be here with concerns. And so how can we better address this with the condo association over there and their concerns and their maintenance issues?
So does the condo do the plowing of the sidewalk in the area? I'm not familiar.
I don't know what all the responsibilities are. I know that they're strapped with a lot, and there was no time for me to find this out. I get these dots here a couple days before the holiday, and
so these dots would be. We'd look to have a physical layover location at one of the two dots, which basically all it includes is a flat concrete pad from the curb face to the sidewalk, which is about 5 feet wide to the sidewalk, so minimum of 5 feet wide by 8 feet deep. That's where the ADA bus boarding ramp would open up and land on that pad so that it'd have a hard surface to get from the sidewalk to the bus. So we'd only need one. We don't need either. We're going to leave it up to the Common Council to decide which one they like best. I think between us, one further east towards 27th Street, away from the condo. The other part about the layover is they'll be out there about an average of 10 minutes at the times they stop. And the engine is shut off, so you won't hear it idling unless it's under 20 degrees.
Just from a frequency of buses standpoint, there'll be practically two buses per hour that would be coming through on this little loop. So it's pretty minimal, but just to give you a frame of reference. So, we'd be happy to, send more information.
What's missing from this is the land up here, so we could better understand that. This is all real great, but Northwestern Mutual, that's their decision. That's not my decision. This doesn't provide me enough information, so I get the need. I do. But the way the motion is and the fact that it doesn't address this, and I have a whole hundreds of residents that aren't even familiar with this, I can't support the motion as it is.
Any other questions on the motion? Madam Clerk, please.
Alderman Taylor moved to approve the concept of the Milwaukee County Transit System request for a bus stop rest on South Riverwood Boulevard west of South 27th Street and refer this matter to staff, the mayor, the alderwoman of the district, and Northwestern Mutual. Seconded
by
Alderman.
Well, as long as I, and I, if any assistance I can give with the county, I will.
I think you were included, were you not?
He was.
Yes.
You can be vice alderman. Take my, or vice mayor, you can take
it. All right.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
No.
I'm sorry. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
No.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, one no. No absent, no abstentions, and a suggestion. Bring the bus around 31st Street and then lay over at Johnson Bank and Lawson Avenue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Andy, I'll send you an email with the folks I talked to. Item G9, removal of streetlights at five locations. Mr.
I'm going to refer this to the next common council meeting. There are three items. Three of these are in my district. I haven't had a chance to.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
Second.
Discussion of motion. Signify by saying all those in favor. Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There is no rush. So
what?
There's no rush.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get this taken care of. I just haven't had a chance.
Item G10: a resolution for acceptance of a water main for 6,803 condominiums located at 6803 27th Street.
So moved. Whose is this?
Read the heading.
I know. Whose district is this?
It's yours.
Oh, so moved.
It's
second.
It's mine.
No, it's Kristen's.
It's mine, but there's not a lot of information that it's not condos. It's an actual setup of a breakup of a property that's called condo setup. Oh. So we're not talking about condominium units at all here. I wish the would have been a little more, bit clearer.
For Rebecca Hobby Lobby.
Oh.
Your motion.
So what's...
I was going to make, I'll withdraw if it's yours.
I'll make the motion with, can we just clarify the language a little bit more so it's not just a condominium, so someone knows what this is, the condominium, what's the proper language for this, that it's a split up of a property?
It's a condominium.
Yeah, but there's got to be a little something more.
I understand. Yes, we'll work on it. I understand. I get it. No problem.
Okay, so can someone...
This is a problem... description for a problem. I get it.
I mean, the city attorney has a motion to adopt the resolution to accept the water main easement for the 6803 South 27th Street location as part of the Hobby Lobby development.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G11, appropriations for, or actually it's an amending the 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion and motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by
aye.
Oh, wait, there's a roll call. Thank you. Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dandy.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. G12 is extension of the zoning contract.
So moved.
For second.
That would be NNS, by the way, for the record. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and police, Chief. And, Chief, happy belated birthday. You want to sing to him, guys?
No, that's all right.
No, it's fine. Jess, you'll sing. Move on to item I. Voucher. No, licenses. License. Sorry, H.
All right, we have the first one, Corona, is approve pending corrected application. Then the next two are approve. Rodriguez is hold for appearance, and the rest of the balance is approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1, is there a motion approving the following? City vouchers ending date of January 3rd, 2017, the amount of $1,785,264.99. And the payroll dated December 23rd, 2016, the amount of $383,955.19. And the payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $380,178.76, plus city matching payments, and the estimated payroll dated January 6th in the amount of $364,000, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount estimated at $224,000, plus city matching payments, and property tax refunds ending date of December 29th in the amount of $73,673.70. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman D'Andrea.
Aye. Alderwoman.
Oh.
So what happens if you go to the down under?
Alderwoman D'Andrea.
Right. What did he say?
Alderwoman D'Andrea.
Well, you don't know.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Yeah. Yeah.
His wife is wrong.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
The motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.